Roger, roger. Well, in that case, I can hear that Neil's there in the background. He's pretty weak to me. Probably only a four or something like that, or maybe even a three and a four or something. But and of course, Richard, you are 20 over nine. This is the Bernie Gates Show, isn't it? Is there anybody else out there that wishes to join the net? Over.
VK6LCK.
I have VK6LCK. Any other takers? Over.
VK6SO.
It seems like everybody else was a bit late to the party, just like I was. I was out of the shed putting my go pack together for today, and lost track of time there for a second. So I have, in order, I have VK6IAC, VK6PXF, that's me, VK6ANB, VK6BMW, VK6LCK, and VK6SA. So, and this is the Bernie Gates Shavers Net, and it is 4 minutes past midnight Zulu. 0004. So, yeah, okay, so what am I doing today? I'm getting my kit together so that VK6LAB and myself can go out and activate a few SOTA hills. So I'm hoping that the weather that we have at the moment hangs around all day. The weather at Les Murdy is a bit overcast, and I thought I detected a small drop of rain a little earlier on, but it might have just been the mist floating by. Anyway, I hand it over to you, Neil, VK6ANB, and if you could talk it up a little bit, I don't know that propagation's all that wonderful this morning. VK6ANB, this is VK6PXF.
Check your antenna.
Okay, thanks, Ian. I'm sorry if I'm down a bit, but I can't give you much else. It's one of those things. Conditions are not the best this morning, because you're only about as seven as me. Anyway, good morning to you, Ian. Good morning, Richard. Good morning, Daniel. And good morning, Phil. and good morning to our shortwaves, if we have any. Yeah, it's quite a sunny Madeley here this morning. No sign of showers. pardon me. That's it, but the barometer's showing 1,022 hectopascals. 17 degrees here in the shack. Outside they said it was 14.4 rather, at 8 o'clock. And let's see, what else have you got? The humidity reading 70% and not much wind about. I think they're going for 23 today. So, yeah, I was just looking at your little screed on the shaver's net there, Richard, and there's a couple of things. There's one thing I picked on it, because when I was reading it, the frequency wasn't 7105 then, it was 7085, and we eventually went up to 7092 when we started getting QRM. And then Ron down in Bunbury got QRM and whatnot, and we shifted up to 7105. That's as we are now. But back in the 80s when I joined, it was 7085 before we moved up. But it was 7090. Okay, well, that's the only thing I could find wrong with it. Otherwise, pretty good, very good. It's quite a good effort. Good work, Richard. Okay, on to you now, Richard. VK6BMW from VK6ANB.
VK6WJ.
Hey, VK6WJ, joining the party. I'll put you on the end. You are after Phil. Bill, over.
Can you give me the whole sequence, please, Ian?
Yes. The sequence is Papa X-ray Foxtrot, ANB, and thank you, Phil, for chiming in and telling me I was on the wrong antenna. Indeed, I was. Neil, you are 5 and 6, 5 and 9. There's a bit of QRN on the band, I think. Not sure how you tell between QRM and QRN, but it seemed to sort of sounded a bit natural. Anyway, PXF, ANB, BMW, LCK, SO, and WJ. And it is BMW's turn to take it. So over to you, please, Richard, VK6 BMW, VK6 PXF.
VK6 Lima Alpha Bravo.
And we have VK6 Lima Alpha Bravo. Good morning, Andrew. You are, the order is VK6 PXF, ANB, BMW, LCK, SO, WJ, and LAB. VK6 LAB, but VK6 BMW to take it. Take it away, please, Richard.
VK6 PXF, VK6 BMW. Good morning to all from a, well, it's a rather overcast, less moody this morning. I think the cloud level was very low. It's very misty when I got up, and there's a little bit of sun starting to shine through. It's very still out there at about 13 degrees. I threw Ian in the deep end this morning. It was Daniel was next on the list, and then Ian, but I couldn't raise Daniel, and Ian came in, and so we threw him in to run the net. He's picked up very well, I think. So that's good to hear. Get rid of the screed there, Neil. There was no intention that 7105 or 3605 was to be what the net was in the early days. That was the frequency we're using now. I may flesh it out a bit and put some historical stuff in the early days, but that was just something quick to get it in there. I would like confirmation that the net did start in the early 70s. I'm really not sure about that. And I'm even thinking about putting in some call signs of the early days. I've got some log entries from the late 80s, but nothing prior to that. And it would be interesting to note, have you got any idea on the actual date that the net started, or the month, or at least the year would be helpful? And when Bernie Gates did become a silent key, we're acknowledging him, so we should put in that date, I think. But it's coming together. I've only sent out a trial one to Bill so far, so I'd be interested to hear how your reports go, Bill, if you got that and you managed to listen to an audio file. We're recording this morning. I had a bit of a hiccup last week. I'd been recording silence, recording from another input. So there's nothing there. It is going to be restricted to about 30 minutes of recording due to file size, unless I can get around that, but I don't think so. I'm already down to 64K sampling rate. I think you'll find that's fine. Anyway, to push it around, see how everybody else is after their waffle weekend. I imagine Phil's not the happiest. VK6 LCK, VK6 BMW.
VK6 BMW in the group, VK6 LCK. Well, good morning. The list is too long to go through individually now, so I'll just say have a general good morning to all. It's a beautiful day here at Cottesloe, nice and still, no wind, sun shining, absolutely no clouds about. The cloud at Les Moody is probably the fog that they forecast to Perth on the radio this morning. And it's currently 15 degrees. It was 11 as a minimum overnight, and yesterday it got up to 22. But yesterday it felt more than 22. It was really a corker of a day. So good that I went for a swim, first swim after the wet season. And yeah, that was pretty good too. And radio wise, the IOTC USO party was a bit of a giggle on Saturday. I only got 18 contacts, but it was a bit of fun getting those. Didn't have any luck at all trying to get Eastern States contacts. The bands just didn't work. But, yeah, got a few local ones, so that's all right. And yesterday afternoon I received some more SSTV pictures successfully, so that seems looking. I hadn't had any prepared, so I didn't send them.
A question for any of you Windows experts trying to get some extra programs from my computer. I think they call them POPs, potentially useless programs. I'm starting to work all at prize, so I guess this. Anyway, the series of four or five games. They call them things like kids' games, family games, and something else. So I right-click on them and I say uninstall. It goes to the control panel uninstall window where you're supposed to click on an application and then uninstall it. But those games are not listed. I can't find them anywhere. So there doesn't seem to be any way of getting rid of them. So if anyone's got any suggestions, I'll be very happy to hear them. Anyway, let's move it on. VK6SO in the group, VK6LCK.
Yes, all right. Thanks very much there, Daniel. And good morning to everybody on net. All good signals here this morning. Everybody so far is 5x9. Very good from a sunny Busselton. We did have some rain overnight, but must have been pretty light because it hasn't registered in the gauge. But I did hear the drain, the downpipe dripping. We must have got a little bit, but as I say, very little. Temperature's 13 here this morning. It's fairly cool. There's a reasonably stiff southwester blowing at the moment. The barometer's 1,024, and the relative humidity's 54%. So looks like it's going to be a nice day, and we're going to have not too hot. I think they're forecast about 20 degrees here today. Yes, disappointment on the football, but I saw my team play just about every match bar one. We lost two games at home. One was on Saturday night, and then one was against North Melbourne a bit earlier in the season. So, as far as I'm concerned, I thoroughly enjoyed the season, and a little bit disappointed that we didn't make it through. But nevertheless, there you can't complain. Did pretty good to get to where we went, and that's it. And only just a pecuniary interest now, and who does win it? Okay, a couple of things. First off, the one about, Ian's antenna, I could tell straight away, you weren't on the right antenna as soon as you started nattering on. And that was, as soon as you switched over, your signal came right up. But you weren't doing too bad, actually. You were down about 5x5 or something like that. So, it was okay. But, the QSB, there's a little bit of QSB out there on wall signals, and it was fairly pronounced when you're on the wrong antenna. Neil, good, fairly reasonable signal here this morning, Neil. It's registering 5x9 on the gauge, so you're okay. Richard... have a comment. Ron Booth's your best man to talk to. I think he's got a book that has been written about the Shaver's Net by John VK6. I used to be a member of the Hills Club, NX or N. You probably remember him. Tall, thin guy. He very nice bloke he was. I think he passed away about 12 months ago. And talking about silent keys, one visitor that we used to have occasionally on the net, Tony VK6XYZ, passed away last Friday. Lost his battle with cancer. So I think it's not that long back that he called in. Very sorry to hear that. Okay, on your, going back to the Shaver's Net, John, was he also on NX? I think it was NX, but anyway, Richard, he wrote a book about the Shaver's Net, and I think Ron Booth's got a copy, so we should be able to get all that info when Ron gets back or he comes up on net. I think he's probably back by now, or he's pretty close to being back. The other thing I had to comment was I hope the QSO party went okay for those that participated. And as I say, unfortunately, I couldn't have been there, and I hope it all went pretty good. You got a few contacts. Yes, and so good morning to everybody, to Bill and Andrew. Let's get moving. VK6WJ, VK6SO. Hope you were happy with the power supply built, VK6SO, over.
VK6SO in the group from VK6WJ. Thanks, Phil. Yeah, good morning, Ian, Neil, Richard, Daniel, Phil, and Andrew. Yes, happy with the power supply, Phil. I've put it upstairs in my new electronics lab and turned it on and tried it out. Haven't actually put a load on it yet, but seems to work fine. Not a problem. Thanks very much for that. If you can just, and I'm sorry I wasn't able to be at the club when you were there. But anyhow, if you can just send me an email with your bank details, I'll transfer the required amount, number of decibels. I won't bother about the weather because everyone else has covered that. Shaver's net, I only managed 10 contacts because I did about half an hour from 12 to 12:30 or 12:45. Sorry, got a cough. Before I went up to the club, and then I did a little bit more from about 4 o'clock, I think. I got Clive, CSW, Daniel, LCK, Richard, Alan VA, NSB, Portable at 2J. it was a good strong signal. Cyril, Oscar Echo, Bob, KRC. Gosh, his audio must be the best audio I've heard in a long, long time. Beautiful, clear, clean audio, good strong signal. That's from a 1959 Collins KWM-2A valve rig. I think it's got a few, might have a couple of transistors in there, but mostly valves. and you can buy one on the net for about just under $2,000. That's keeping its value, isn't it? I think probably about not sure what they were originally, but $2,000 for a 1959 rig, pretty good. Then we had HRC in Pickering Brook, Charlie Golf, my mate Bob, and Anthony AXB. And that's all I managed, all on 40 metres, and tried 20 metres, but no reply. The time I was calling, it would have been tea time in the eastern states, didn't hear anything. So that was it, just the 10. But Clive got 26, I think. 26 all up, but he said it was hard work. That was that. Better pass it round. I think I commented on most. Richard, your Bernie Gates thing. Yeah, that looks really nice. I'm not sure how you managed to do all that. And all the different recordings. I started to play one while Daniel was talking, and I had Daniel twice then. it just came up straight away, no problems. Just trying to get back to the original one. I've lost the original one now. Anyhow, it asked me to put my my password in again at the beginning, but that was all. The only thing I could see wrong with it was that you spelled net with two T's. I think it was normally spelled as with one T, isn't it? N-E-T, but I've just always assumed that. But then I always assumed that Bureau was spelled B-U-R-E-A-U, and a lot of people seem to spell it B-U-R-O, which apparently is the C-W spelling. Hi. Anyhow, pass it round to Andrew and see how his new backpack's going. VK6LAB in the group from VK6WJ.
VK6 Whiskey Fox.
Yeah, acknowledging VK6WF out there in the wheat fields. Good morning, Barry. You come after Andrew, who's on next. The order is PXF, that's me, VK6ANB, VK6BMW. I'm going to leave the VK6s out. LCK, then SO, then WJ, then LAB, and then finally you, Barry. So just hang in there, mate, and you come straight after this one. Go ahead, will you, Andrew, VK6LAB, this is VK6PXF.
From VK6WJ and PXF, this is VK6 Lima Alpha Bravo. Good morning to everyone. Looks like it'll be a good day for us to go and activate some SOTA summits with Ian this afternoon, so looking forward to that. And thanks very much from Bill for the backpack. I'm going to try that out today and see how it goes. Looks like a really good size for me, so that's very good. And I was actually going to ask, but it's sort of already alluded to, the actual book on the Bernie Gage Shaver's Net by John Robert Cox, I think it was, who someone was talking about. Does anyone know if that's still available? I know there's a copy in the State Library, but I'm not sure I'd be able to get hold of that one. I'm sure I can go there and read it, but they probably won't lend it to me. So that'd be an interesting one to ask. And yeah, just generally looking forward today to going and walking around some hills and trying some amateur radio. So that should be a good bit of fun. I'll hand it on to Barry. So VK6WF, this is VK6 Lima Alpha Bravo.
Hey, VK6 Lima Alpha Bravo in the group, VK6WF. Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning to the shortwave listeners. All good signals out here in Calla this morning. 5.9 plus on most occasions, and Bill takes the cherry, I think, this morning. You're about nearly 20 dB over 9, so very strong this morning, young fella. And mind you, the rest are right at your heels, don't worry. Even you, Neil, you're 5 and 9 constantly, so occasionally a lick over, so very good copy. And whilst I've got it, Richard, I made a quick phone call to Bob 6KJ, who currently holds the call sign, obviously, of Bernie, and asked him if he had any information. He said he'll get some to you. So I don't know whether it'll come via me to you, but anyway, a lot of it might be duplicated. But he said there is a video going around that was made some time back. That's there you be. And I don't know how far back it dates, but it dates way back. I know that. I was licensed in 82 and it had been going for donkey's years before that. I'd listened to it on the shortwave receiver for many years, on and off. So, yeah, I don't know when it started. Probably in the 60s or something silly like that. But before my time, anyway. Before I started listening around on the bands. Not much else to add from here. 2 degrees yesterday morning out here. QSO party, I eventually came inside and got on and made a few contacts, and I quickly made half a dozen, but that's all. I think if I'd spent a bit of effort, I could have doubled that without too much trouble, and then it might have been a struggle. I think you said 26. That's a pretty good effort on Clive's part. I put up a 2 alum 6 metre quad yesterday, and I've got it pointing somewhere. But it's rather interesting to flick to that and listen to the signals this morning on the band, and most people are around about a 4 to a 6 on the 6 metre quad on 40 metres, which is just shows you how good the band is. Not much more else. to add from here, I don't think, so we'll whiz it around and keep it moving. VK6PXF, VK6WF for the group.
Yeah, VK6WF, and the group, this is VK6PXF. All noted, signal strengths, everybody's 5 and 9, with Bill over, probably 10 over 9, and Barry 20 over 9. Still a bit of QRN rolling across from time to time, which knocks the odd signal out, but no, everybody's 5 and 9, so, you know, we battle through it. Sorry to hear you lost the football, Phil. I didn't know you played. I don't know. Did the Dockers win on the weekend? I can't remember. I don't think I heard. I knew they were playing, but I had a weekend where I was pretty much unable to do any amateur radio at all. It was all to do with having a dinner party yesterday, which was quite nice. And consequently, my amateur radio was restricted to the QSO party for about 20 minutes, where I talked to about 9 people, I think, and then submitted my log. And even though I tried to use the the VK3, the VKCL3 logger, it didn't work out for me, but I could see them there. There was only 9, so I could have them typed in 5 minutes, and I sent off the log. And during the evening, when XYL was gone to bed, I had a little tune around, and there was a worked all Europe contest going on. And so I threw my oar in when I had a particularly good signal with a guy in Sweden, and so we swapped call signs. And which reminds me, I better put a log in for that, I guess. They were probably one call isn't going to actually make or break anybody's contest score, I wouldn't think. But I'll do the right thing and I'll put it in probably in the next day or so. Yeah, and then by the time I did that and I listened around for a while and sort of got my ear in, it was really time to go to bed, so I went to bed. And that was it. That was amateur radio for the weekend. Yeah. Okay, and it's good to hear that Rich is putting together some kind of history for the Burnergate Shavers Net, is what I'm presuming is happening there, Richard. I'm sort of gleaning that from the conversation. And there's a heck of a lot of history here, apparently. I didn't really know it had all been documented. But people are bringing up all sorts of names, and the fact that there's videos and all the rest of it. I'm looking forward to hearing whatever you get together there, Richard. It'd be good. Be good fodder for the amateur radio magazine, I guess, as well. Andrew, get here as soon as you like, mate. I got your email. I've just put my go pack together. I've got a backpack with a transmitter in it, and I paid $25 to get that battery here on Friday, and it's still not here. So I'm thinking that probably the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to steal the little 7-amp-hour slab out of my motorcycle, and that's going to have to be it. So we'll have a couple of batteries, and we'll just have to see how we go. But, yeah, I'm a bit narked by that. I might be forced to ring them up and ask them for my $25 back that was for early delivery. And considering they've had it for 3 days now, and it's still not here, I don't know what early delivery means. Anyway, I'll think I'll get up them anyway. Nothing else to do. Oh, gosh. I'll hand it over to you, Neil. You probably want to go. So sorry for rabbiting on. VK6ANB, VK6PXF, over.
Yes, thanks, Ian. And there's the VK6BMW from VK6ANB. And good morning to you there, Bill, good morning, Andrew, and good morning to you, Barry. A signal report, 5 and 9 for you, Ian. After you changed your antenna, it made quite a difference. Richard, 9 plus 10, Daniel, 5 and 9, same to you, Phil, and Bill, 9 plus 5. 5 and 9 for you, Andrew, and 10 over 9 or more for Barry there. All good report, all good signals, pretty good. I've still got my bark. I'm going to have it for a week or two yet, I think. Butterton, so, oh yeah, Bernie Gate Savers Net. Yeah, I didn't know there was so much history around, but yeah, I joined the net in about 1981, I think it was. And then we had on VK6MG Mac Leo Maguire and Bob Demmer from Meriden, VK6MD, Mike Delta, and Stan, VK6LV, Dan Lawrence from Mundaring. He finished up in Albany. They're the ones I can remember offhand very quickly. But I think Bernie died in the early 90s, if I remember rightly. I'm not too sure about that. But I know the net was going quite a while before I came on. So I would say it was going either in the early 70s or the 60s. Anyway, that's about as much as I know. And my time has gone, so I'm going to sign and wish you all the best of 73s. I hope you all have a good day, and hope you are being well too. We'll be here in the morning. So, on to you there, Richard, VK6BMW from VK6ANB.